88.3 Southern FM.
50 years ago, in 1973, the third and final Skylab crew were halfway through their record-setting 84-day mission. Joe Kerwin was a medical doctor when he flew the first manned Skylab mission. Now remember this. The space station itself was called Skylab 1, and Kerwin's flight was Skylab 2. That final flight 50 years ago was Skylab 4. Now, Joe Kerwin is a good friend of the space show and has spoken several times with space show's reporter Peter Aylward. Now, as already mentioned in earlier programs, astronauts often suffer motion sickness early on in their mission. Now, this is just the very time that mission planners have often loaded the crew with a maximum workload of tasks to be done. After all, the mission might be terminated early, so experimenters don't want to risk missing out on their experiment being done. Now, Kerwin was asked about this and an incident that happened on the Skylab 4 mission.
The problem with Skylab 4 was that 2 was successful after a very long, you know, we wasted, from a scientific point of view, quite a few days getting the thing activated in the heat, getting the parasol out and all of that, and then getting ready for and doing the EVA. And it sort of masked the fact that we were not very efficient in our first several days, and we got more and more efficient. By the time you'd been up there for 8 days, you were popping around and doing your thing and thoroughly acclimatized. But that first week you weren't, and you weren't as productive. And the second flight had the same difficulty. They had 56 days, however, to get over it and get on with it, and they exceeded their experiment hours and numbers by quite a bit. So everybody thought, well, there's no problem up there doing experiments, and Skylab 3 is going 84 days, and it's going to be the last Skylab mission ever. So come on, boys, pile on. And they added a lot of experiments without adequate crew review and without adequate time thinking. And they started overloading the crew right from day two. And the crew fell farther behind, and they got more and more discouraged and upset. And the mission control was discouraged and upset because why wasn't this crew doing what the other two crews were doing? Well, give them a time and they will. But it took about 3 weeks for those people to finally get to the point where they did an offline conference between the ground and the crew, and realized what had happened and started paring back on the daily load. And they ended up in 84 days, again, exceeding their number of experiments and doing a wonderful job. But it was sticky there.
Yeah.
And some jerk from the East Coast wrote a book called The Flight That Failed.
Well, Joe Kerwin's memory is an error here. Henry Cooper's book, The Flight That Failed, was actually about Apollo 13. Cooper's book about Skylab was called A House in Space, which was published in 1976. Now, as Kerwin says, Cooper's claim is absolute rubbish, but that has not stopped this lie from being republished over the decades. Well, in the United Kingdom, the Moogie Man wrote a song about this incident. So let's take a listen. When the crew had a conference with Mission Controller astronaut Dick Truly about the scheduling of their workload. And so the Moogie Man take the untrue story about the strike as gospel.
Good morning, Red Man.
Good morning. How's everything up in the sky?
High above the clouds, there's no rest up here in space. The tasks just never end, But Mission Control ramps up the pace, so you can take your job and shove it up the dark side of the moon. Cause we're not starting work again here anytime soon. Sunsets every day, and you could get ideas, seeing time jerks fly away. Can't even get a decent shaving mirror, so we'll all grow beards like hippies, chasing peanuts round the cabin, makes you rethink your priorities. On Skylab, 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 Skylab. Skylab, 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 Skylab. It's funny how things can turn sour when you're travelling at 17,000 miles per hour, 270 miles above the earth. That's when you start to find out what you're really worth. No matter how many billion dollars it took to get us here, with your specks of atoms drifting in this vast and cosmic sphere, up here. On Skylab, 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 Skylab.
From 2012, that was Moogie Man with the fictional story about the Skylab's 4 strike, which didn't happen. Well, you have been listening to The Space Show. I'm Andrew Rennie. Next week, we'll continue that story of Skylab, because they got a very amusing award from Mission Control. But we'll tell you about that next week on The Space Show.